808 and 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's Morning Sports Beat. Phil McDonald, Michael Arney, and the star has arrived.
Yep.
Evan Hudak is joining us in studio. We've been talking about this over the last couple of days, and going to have him and his dad and coach kind of explain about the unique situation that he's got coming up. But Evan, thanks for coming in. Thanks for getting up a little bit early, coming in before school.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate you coming in. Now, you're 8 years old?
Yes.
All right. Now, you get a chance, and maybe you can explain a little bit what this is all about. You get a chance to represent. It's FC Barcelona USA, right?
Yes.
And an international tournament in December.
Yeah.
So what is FC Barcelona?
It is one of the greatest soccer clubs ever. And it has a lot of great players. And I'm just thankful that I can represent the United States playing for that team.
You've been playing soccer for how long? When did you start?
When I was like 3 or 4.
All right.
Wow. All right. I was practicing with my dad, like the basics, and I have a basement with all like a soccer net and a ton of balls.
Now, you get notified. Now, your dad is Dr. Eric Hudak. You might remember the name from his days a couple years ago at Lakeshore or Hudak Chiropractic right down the street from where I live in St. Joe. And your coach is Brian Lawrence. And you guys can talk a little bit. Now, Eric, Evan found out how. Was it a phone call? Was it mail?
No, it was an email. So what happens is... there's several camps around the country. Barcelona is starting to create some academies in the U.S. as well as do camps, clinics, things like that, kind of to pool talent in the U.S. for Barcelona. And he went to a Cincinnati camp, and from that Cincinnati camp, they picked him to represent Team USA. There's 13 kids. We just got the email of the names of the kids, which we don't know where they're from or any of that information yet, but... they emailed him, and it was a pretty cool moment. So,
Evan, what was your thought when you found out, when they said you are going to be one of 13 players to represent the United States? What did you first think?
I was amazed. I was excited. I was just thankful of my coach, the coaching that he's done, and then my dad. And, yeah.
My first reaction would have been, wait. What?
Exactly. Now, a serious question. What number do you wear? And have you always tried to wear the same number?
I wear number 9.
Okay.
I try to wear sometimes a different number, but my dad picks number 9.
Okay. Okay.
Well, a lot of the soccer numbers, they're either with a player or actually on a position, so... a traditional number 10 is the striker, yep. A number 9 is more a wing. So
okay,
that's what I was getting at there with the question because
he's
normally,
a 9, which is the wing.
You know, I think of number 10 Wayne Rooney, and I was just curious as to what number he wore. And
I guess if he had a choice, it'd be 10, wouldn't it?
Always.
I mentioned to coaches Brian Lawrence, and Brian, maybe you can talk to the effect. Talent-wise, I mean, how talented of a young soccer player do you need to be selected to be on this team?
Well, first of all, I don't know a whole lot about the FC club or the tournament, but I do know that I have a very unique group of boys, and Evan being one of those, that are exceptional. I've seen a lot of kids play. I've coached a lot of teams, and I'm not sure I've ever seen talent at this age level that we have within our team, and certainly from Evan.
So here you go. It's amazing. Bill, 10 more years, U.S. soccer will be good enough to actually compete in World Cup. 10 more years.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
And Evan, we were talking about that before you got up this morning, about the U.S. losing last night, and he's shaking his head. Oh.
My dad told me this morning, and I was like, and what? It said on the radio, it hasn't happened since 1986.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. It is. Now, do you have a favorite player you like to follow?
Messi, and I really like watching Dempsey.
All right.
And Pulisic.
Okay. All right. Evan Hudak is joining us here in studio. He's going to be representing, again, it's FC Barcelona USA at the FC Barcelona International Tournament in Las Americas. That's going to be in Santo Domingo, correct?
Yes.
What the opportunity to do this, Eric, you sent me some information as far as what they sent, parents and coaches and players and all this. This is just not your typical international tournament. I mean, this is top notch.
Yeah, it's, the more I talk about it, the more I kind of get chills every time I think about it. But, he'll play against academy. So Barcelona pools the academy teams to play these tournaments. And so they have, I don't know how many academies worldwide, but he'll probably play against, the academy in Japan and Brazil. And usually they send the Spanish team as well. So, he's playing against some of the best kids from academies all over the world. And so it'll be really interesting to see, how this all-star team kind of the U.S. will play against them. But, it's, every country has a different style and, techniques and stuff. So it'll be kind of cool to see how he does.
How weird is it going to be playing against other kids that are speaking a different language out on the pitch with you, too?
Yeah, hopefully the refs speak my language. Because I could say, good game or something, or good job to the ref.
So if you find out a referee does not speak English, then do you feel more comfortable during the match saying, you missed that call?
Yeah, that's why I want his language.
You want to check first.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More coming up with Evan Hudak. He has a chance, a unique chance, coming up in December to play in this international tournament. More on the way. It's 820 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's Morning Sports Beat. Phil McDonald and Michael Arning. We are joined in studio by Evan Hudak. And Evan, again, I think I asked you, you're 8 years old?
Yes.
Okay. 8-year-old Evan Hudak from St. Joe. He's going to be representing FC Barcelona USA Soccer at the FC Barcelona International Tournament, Las Americas, in Santo Domingo in December. And Evan's also joined by his dad, Dr. Eric Hudak, and also his coach, Brian Lawrence. And all right, so Evan, with the sports that your mom and dad played when they were in school and continue to play for fun, how did you get interested in playing soccer?
I don't really know, because I was so young age. But I just think I usually like games that are like you have to run around and like not tennis or golf, because I think that's kind of boring.
There's a lot of running like, in tennis, yeah. But not as much as soccer.
Yeah, like I like running a lot, and I like playing sports and games that you have to like work your butt off. And that's all I can think of.
So when it comes to running, then you probably don't want to play goalie.
No.
You used to see the expression on his face. Absolutely not. So do you know now what you're going to expect when you then go down to Santo Domingo in December? Have they kind of told you what you're going to be doing and what the whole experience is going to be like?
Well, we've had one email of what hotel and where we're going to practice and that stuff. That's all. But I just know it's going to be high level of play, and I have to play my hardest, and
The itinerary is they have 2 days. Right when they get there, they'll have a practice with their team, and then they'll have another practice, and then a friendly against the FC Barcelona Santo Domingo club there, and then the tournament will start that following day. Okay. And so... that's kind of the agenda for them.
Brian, what do you think that they saw in Evan that led them to making him only one of 13 players that are going to be on this team? Talent-wise, you know, what makes, you know, Evan as talented as he is?
Well, it's probably the same thing I saw in him. The first thing I look for is energy and work ethic. And if you have that, then now you've got my attention. And secondly, I start looking at footwork and ball control. And Evan is, way above the par of this age level. And it shows in his play. And I'm sure that's exactly what they saw when he went to the camp.
Evan, your dad brought up something, too, that you get a chance to play against teams that have a different style of playing because, you know, around the world, people have different styles of playing. Is that exciting for you, or does that make you kind of nervous because you're now going to be playing against teams that maybe play a different style of soccer?
I'm kind of excited and nervous because I know that they can, if they're really skillful, they can chip me. And if they are more of a passing team, I have to have more control on defense and offense. And they're probably going to be a lot of players who are really fast with the ball and have good control. So I need to, like, work harder and do have more skills and
Do you think, you know, right now, and again, you're only 8 years old.
But he's eight and he's already talking about working harder and getting better skills.
Exactly. I mean, he's inspiring me for tomorrow's show already. Working harder at it. Do you, if you had a chance and if you keep playing soccer, do you think that maybe you could play professional soccer?
It's possible, but I want it to happen, and I'll try my best for it to happen, and I hope it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you play other sports other than soccer?
I play baseball, football, tennis. Well, I practice tennis, and I practice basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I play all these sports because it helps with soccer, like in basketball. Containing helps with soccer.
Mm.
And I play a lot of sports. I sometimes play golf with my dad and brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you then run from tee to green since you like running so much?
Yeah, sometimes, but
it's like, come on, Dad, you're holding us up.
But then I get in trouble.
All right. Brian, you know, Evan talked about playing the other sports as a soccer coach. You know, we talk a lot with the high school varsity coaches and being a multi-sport athlete, how important that is. And again, the skills that Evan gains from other sports, I have to imagine, help him in playing soccer.
Oh, absolutely. And just like Evan said, in basketball is a great secondary sport to soccer because they're so similar. It's a very fast-paced game. The containment of the players is key defensively, and then that quick counterattack. You know, they play well into each other, as well as getting the different muscle movements and whatnot from different sports. It's important that we don't get too specialized in our movements and end up with injuries down the road. So.
Eric, I asked Evan what his reaction was when he found out he's going to be on this team. And maybe, do you remember his reaction when you first found out?
Yeah, he cried and he was so excited.
I don't blame him.
It was really cool. Yeah.
Gestured, his mind was blown.
it was really, I don't know. It, as a parent, I feel like you never know how maybe good or not your kids are.
Mm-hmm.
And only through seeing them play or do stuff can you kind of compare. And I guess it was kind of a cool moment for a parent to know how hard he's worked towards his goals, and then to see someone from an outside perspective that has UEFA and, you know, different licensure that, you know, sees that in him too. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to have outside sources see that.
So, Evan, how often are you kicking or dribbling the soccer ball around the house and mom and dad say, Evan, take it outside?
Not a lot.
Really?
Because I have a basement where I play soccer with my dad sometimes. And then, well, I practice and then with my brother sometimes, but I practice this thing every day called Renegade Touches, where it's like 20 minutes and you, it's like different skills and like touches you can do with the ball to help you like regain touches.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, we just don't want him to kick upstairs. Otherwise, he can dribble around the house. He's usually pretty good about control. So, I thought about that. I'm like, man, do I want to like tell him no dribbling in the house or do, you know, like, I'm like, I'll let him dribble, I guess, as long as he doesn't break anything.
Mm-hmm. So. And you haven't broken anything yet, right?
Maybe.
That's a different story.
Maybe once or twice.
Okay. It happens.
Yeah.
So of this whole thing, again, Evan Hudak from St. Joe is joining us. He's going to be representing FC Barcelona USA at the FC Barcelona International Tournament, Las Americas, in December. What are you looking forward to the most? If there's one thing that you could say, I so can't wait for this, is there one or a couple things that you're really, really excited about?
Seeing the team and what their skill level is and the hotel. And now I can say to my friends, I've been to Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. And played soccer in the Dominican Republic. Yeah, and I saw a little bit about the hotel you're going to be staying in. Man.
And get a chance to get away from the winter, too, to go down there in the middle of December, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Now, I also saw one of the things, I think it's a fun kind of workout. You're going to be playing like a practice in the sand on the beach?
Yeah.
Have you ever played soccer or practiced in the sand? That's got to be hard.
We still got time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've passed with my dad in the sand because we have friends who live on the beach. Yeah.
Plus, your mom and dad spend a lot of time in the sand anyways with volleyball, right?
Yeah, and my dad runs a lot on the beach.
I did that just the other day. I'm still feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a harder workout.
It is.
Yep.
It is. All right. Well, Evan, we'll let you go because I know you got to get to school, but congratulations. I mean, I don't know if maybe I shouldn't put it like this because he's going to be walking around the house with the attitude, but you're a superstar.
Thank you so much.
You really are. So now he's going to walk around the house. I apologize. Everybody. Hey, mom, dad, the guy on the radio called me a superstar. I'm a superstar.
All right. And now you've given us a new football team to root for with FC Barcelona. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
definitely.
You.
All right. We're going to keep in touch because I really want to know how well practice is going and how, especially when you're down there too, how things go for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for coming
thank
in. Dr. Hudak, thank you. Good to see you, Eric. Yeah,
thank you. It was good to see you.
And Brian, thank you as well.
Thank you.